Jesus issues a challenge this weekend through the gospel to the Pharisees and to us to not be hypocrites. There was a famous Eastern spiritual leader, many of you know his name, who once was asked what he thought of Christianity, and he responded this way, quote, "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ," end quote. There was a pastor one day who was in the grocery store, and he struck up a conversation with a man because they could tell he was a pastor. And the pastor asked him where he went to church, and the man said, "Well, I don't go to church. There's too many hypocrites there." The pastor smiled and said, "Oh, don't let that stop you. There's always room for one more." You see, brothers and sisters, we are all hypocrites. None of us live up to the life that we profess. We strive to, but we all fail at some point in our lives. That's what makes us sinners. That's why we come to church, is because we are sinners in need of God's grace, not because we're perfect. But there are three types of hypocrites. Number one, there's the blatant hypocrite who says, "You know what? I can do whatever I want to." That's what is being talked about at the end of our gospel today. It's called licentiousness. License is doing whatever you want to. A lot of people equate that with freedom. Licentiousness is not freedom. John Paul II said that freedom is the ability to do what you ought to do. Many of us think of freedom as being the ability to do whatever we want to do. Well, that's licentiousness. And that has only one path, away from God. He is benevolent. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. So why would we not want to listen to him? Why would we not want to obey him and follow what he has for us? It can be difficult sometimes. Sometimes even asking us to die. Die to ourselves, martyrdom. But his plan is better. So there's the first type of hypocrite, a true hypocrite, who does one thing and says another. And they really don't care. Because they say, "I can do whatever I want to." Another type of hypocrite is the Christian hypocrite, I call them. A good hypocrite, if you will. How can this be? Well, a good Christian fails. They profess the truth, which means I should follow God, I should live up to his laws, but I do fail. This is the good hypocrite. One who humbles themselves before God, asks for forgiveness, and continues to try to do their best, and they recognize that they're a hypocrite. They live as a hypocrite. That's in fact why they are running after God and seeking him, because they know they can't, without his help, live up to their potential that God gave them. Hopefully that's where you are. There's a third type of hypocrite, though. They're the one who knows they're a hypocrite and therefore gives up. The one who says, "You know what? I can say one thing and do another, and I know I can't live up to the doing, so I may as well change my saying. If I can't be pure, I may as well just start talking impure. If I can't be honest, I may as well just be dishonest." They give up because they see that they fail and think that that's who they are. This is the person who despairs, who won't go to confession regularly. In contrast to the quote-unquote good hypocrite, they can't reconcile the idea of being a Christian and being a sinner at the same time. And guys, that's where a lot of Christians get hung up on Christianity and hypocrisy. And Jesus came to tell us that we could be both. I mean, not in the end, right? Not in his kingdom. But that's why we're here in church. Not because we're perfect, but because we are hypocrites. And we do need his help. You see, the Christian has to preach the truth. The preacher has to stand up here and say, you know what, brothers and sisters, you shouldn't do all these things that are listed in the gospel today. And you should be pure. And you should respect true freedom. And you shouldn't lie. And yet the preacher stands up here as one of the sheep. Have I ever lied? Kids? Have I ever lied? Of course not. Now I'm a hypocrite. Of course I've lied. Hopefully not lately, hopefully not too big, but we are all sinners. You see, the Christian is the one who's bold enough to say, guys, here's the truth and we need to live it, and I'm accountable to it too. In fact, I'm the biggest failure of them all. What does it take? Number one, striving for personal holiness. You've got to want conversion in your life. Constant conversion. I meet a lot of Christians, Catholics, who think, you know, I've arrived. I had a guy tell me today, he said, Father, if I could just do this, this, and this, and I think he listed like going to Mass every day for 1 year, say the rosary every day for 1 year, and do the stations for 1 year, then I'll make up for my sins. I appreciate his desire and piousness, but there's only one who can make up for your sins. Personal holiness. We must first strive for that. The integration of what Jesus did on that cross into our hearts and our lives. Number two, humility. And guys, that's the biggest difference between a good hypocrite and a bad hypocrite. You know, the hypocrite who just abandons all hope. Well, I'm not humble enough to say one thing and do another and be humble enough to admit it. So I just give up. Or the guy on the clear the other side, the guy who's just the good old-fashioned hypocrite and who says, you know what, I don't care what people think. I'm going to do one thing and say another. No humility either way. But the Christian who recognizes they're a hypocrite has humility. If you look up the definition of a hypocrite, it says a person who pretends to have beliefs or practices which he or she does not actually possess. And for the Christian, we're not pretending. We're striving. We may not have the practices in our lives we want, but we freely admit that. And we come before Jesus asking for help. You see, humility always is, it allows us to admit our faults. Jesus says, you know, don't pick the splinter out of the other guy's eye without removing the beam from your own. I literally did this a couple years ago during a school mass. I went and got a 2x4 out of my garage. And I came in here and I held it up against a guy's eye. You get the visual? And it's true. It's true. But it doesn't mean we stop preaching the truth as Christians. You know, the origin of the word hypocrite comes from Greek theater, actually. They would have a guy who would play two parts, and he would have masks in either hand. You may have seen this before in a movie or illustration. And when he played one character, he would put on one mask. And when he played the other character, he would put on the other mask and hold it up against his face. And that's where actually the origin of the word hypocrite. It literally means one who hides behind a mask. And that's what Jesus doesn't want us doing. Don't hide behind a mask. Be honest about who you are, but also be honest about who you want to be. The glory that God has called you to. The holiness that God has called you to. God has called every single one of you to be a saint.